Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, let me start by saying,
damn.
My mind and my head is at odds. Yeah. Girl, all over me mentally, girl, I'm about to lose it all. All over you, wanna make you feel some type of way. If I put your body on me, you may just scream my name. Take a second to make you bounce.
Bounce.
If you're feeling them feet, put it out, you curl your feet. Baby's a goal who is to get you off. I ain't gonna let you go. What I want to do, what I do to you.
Said I'm working on your front, working on your back. You grabbing on me, grabbing on you. Love what you love.
This is Cross with Witty Generations and Star Player Magazine. We have Tony with Tony Magazine, Star Player Magazine here, and our guest for the day, guest for his release, J Moore Morrison of J Moore Music, better known as. So, Tony, I'm going to go ahead and toss this off to you.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for joining us, J Moore. Absolutely. We've got a lot of questions that we want to ask you and kind of get to know a little bit more about who J Moore is and what we can expect to see from you in the future. So why don't you tell us and tell everyone a little bit about who J Moore is and how you got to be where you are today.
All right. So, I mean, let's see. I mean, that's actually a pretty good question. Who I am? I am a musician. I am an R&B singer. I do music because... I love to release my heart on a piece of paper and put it onto some wax. Why do I do music? You said, why do I do music for people?
How did you get where you are?
It was a long trek. long trek. Actually, when I first started doing music is when I met Cross, as a matter of fact. When I first started, I haven't even recorded yet.
You're brand new.
I was
just
brand
started.
New to the game. Well, not no more.
That's it.
This is like, how long was that? 10 years ago?
Almost 12.
But I started doing music then because a friend of mine in NYC, he told me I should take singing serious because I was trying to be a rapper and play football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he kept on annoying me to try to be a singer. So you know, I was like, let me just try it out, and then. I messed with 80 Generations for a little bit, and then after that we got to record, and I recorded my first song. What the hell was the name? My Secrets.
Secrets and She's My Babe.
I heard that song. That was the first song I've ever heard by you, actually.
Yeah. I took it back right there. But yeah, when I heard my voice on the track and I heard myself doing them harmonies and shit, I was like, oh.
Don't mean to scare you, but I really wanna know you, babe. Like all your favorite spots to eat or where you like to hang. Do you like to shop or maybe go cruising around the city late? Or take a dip or just sit down in my jacuzzi, yeah. Ooh, baby girl, the world is yours. Just pick a place we'll go. And I can promise you I'll never deny you later. Oh, take my hand, baby, follow me. And let me take you on a ride. Taking trips to the Hamptons, partying in fashion. I hope you're ready, lady. There ain't no telling where the road may take us. So baby, follow me. You'll never let go. You're my superstar, baby. Ooh, I
You know, and then it's my big bro, Hypnotic. He put the icing on the cake. You feel me? Like when he taught me the business side and everything, mm-hmm. that's when it was like, okay, now it's time to, I gotta go up here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll be up here. Whoever's not coming with me, I'll see you at the one at the top.
Do you think that where you've come thus far with your music, that things have gotten easier or harder?
Harder by far. Mm-hmm. Way harder. There was one point where I wasn't even really like today, the last 2 days, 3 days actually, I haven't really been sleeping because I just got over sickness, so I have to work.
Right.
Because, you know, I do music full time. You know, mm-hmm. I don't do a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the music is what I do to support my life. You know what I mean? And you know, I guess I don't. How do I articulate this? I feel like doing this and taking time to focus on the music and what it means to me and how I'm gonna support myself with it has really been, I don't know, I guess nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah.
Sorry, you caught me going out right there.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it's
been
a miracle.
That's awesome. We just caught that moment.
Yay! I didn't realize it. I guess I didn't really think about it that much.
Yeah, sometimes it's like sitting back and actually thinking about how far you've come and, you know, what you had to do to get here and everything. You're just kind of like, whoa.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was just having an argument with the homie the other day, or yo, because I tried to quit again. I never can. I've tried.
Stop it.
That's what that's
telling you. You need to just stop and just go with it.
Mm-hmm. But I had an argument because I was gonna quit, and he was like, yo, do you realize what you've done so far? And I was like, nah, man, fuck that. I ain't done shit. Like I was going off because it was like. Because every artist, when you think about that whole stardom thing, part about it, you know, that has that point where you thought that if you did this, just all I had to do was record a song, I'd be famous now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not exactly what happened for me, but what happened was I was upset about the fact that I couldn't do specific things in my career that I wanted to do. You know, and there's actually a little bit that had to do with management, but, you know, I fired them, so, you know, we're good there. But it was more or less, I was confused about what I really had done, and I've been trying to figure that out up until that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of all just culminated right there, you know what I mean? So that's why you caught me right there in the zone, because like, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew. I know everything that I've done.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here doing it. But I never actually put it all together and having to talk about it all right there.
Yeah.
It kind of
it puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, put it in perspective from this fucking dope.
Yeah, definitely. This
one, fucking
like,
life.
That's that whole quitting thing, that's not even an option.
I don't think I'm going to do that no more.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah.
We're expecting more great things from you.
Wait, don't believe me, go watch.
Just watch. Absolutely. Tell me some more of your future career goals as far as your music and what you want to get into and maybe who you'd want to work with.
Well, to be honest with you, the future is endless. You know, for me, the future doesn't end until I die.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even tell you how much I want to do within the time frame that I have on this earth. You know what I'm saying? What I can say, I can mention a little bit that I've thought about.
Okay.
I know one thing I want to do is I want to perform in Ibiza, party capital of the world. You know? Yeah.
In Europe.
Yeah.
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 Party
city. Yeah.
I
bring
clicked on. I was like,
yeah. That's
yeah.
why.
That's where our DJ wants to go. He wants to do a global tour out there.
Well, let him know when he's ready. Let me know. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But no, I had I recorded a song in Australia called Beautiful Lies. I recorded it with this producer. His name is Darren McFadden. He goes by DJ D-Mac. He's with Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers Australia. And shout out to D-Mac. But he's also another genius as well. But we recorded that song, and he had it released up in Europe, up in higher, I guess you'd call it Upper Europe. Mm-hmm. Australia is considered Europe too, because they're European.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird. But anyway, they don't consider themselves European.
Which makes it weird.
Yeah, you're that. Until I go to Australia, and everybody's like, fuck you, right? He had the song Splendor of Ibiza. And, you know, that did a lot. That did a lot for my. Pockets, first and foremost. Let's just put that out there. But it also did a lot for my career as far as overseas. You know, my overseas presence kind of shot up out of nowhere, almost like it did here in America, but way, way different. It was a different genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was EDM.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, excuse me, sorry. Because of that, I have an overseas presence. So. But I heard about the Ibiza thing, and or Ibiza, however you want to call it, had a lot of people make some money tomorrow. But, when I heard about that, I did some research on the city, and I'm like, yo, that sounds right up my alley. Like, it was good. How do I get to that party? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? They probably drink on Amsterdam or whatever, or Absinthe or whatever it's called.
That's their major drink there.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I want to drink alcohol that makes you hallucinate. Don't give me
all day.
No,
I don't want you people to think that I am a druggie or some shit like that. That's not how it is. But I'm just saying, I'm not an alcoholic either. But I think it would be fucking dope.
So if you can do both in one drink.
To have the option there.
Yeah.
Like, totally get it.
Like, you don't have to smoke a weed or smoke a weed.
Smoke a weed.
But you don't have to smoke weed or pop a pill or, you know, do whatever else the kids do these days. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To and then have to drink. No, you get it all in one little thing. You know what I'm saying? You take your shot, you get drunk, you hallucinate. Like, that's just great. maybe we should check that one. Just put that off the record.
At 42.
That's why I did the research on the visa, and I was like, yo, I need to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to perform there. Think about that. They're all just there to party and have fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, they're going to be jumping with you.
Uh-huh.
Months and months at a time.
You feel me? And they probably won't even sleep the whole time. Let's just put it out there.
They'll
And so I want to perform there, and I want to just get the fuck turned up on stage, something big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might even crowd dive. I've never done that. That'll be
yeah.
Fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah. That's been a goal, child. Let me tell you. But, I only want to do a second time. You know, but that's my goal, is to perform in Ibiza. And then what else do I want to do? I want to tour Europe. Okay. I want to go back to Australia. Buy a house out there. I have nothing to do with Ibiza. Well, it does, but it's not the music.
Right.
You know, so and then I want to take my daughter to Disney World in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They have a Disney World as well.
Lucky little girl.
Isn't that new?
Yeah, well, it's kind
of
new.
As of like 8-ish or something like that.
I could say about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're still adding to it too. It's right there in Brisbane. You know what I mean? Like they got the Legoland.
Yep.
They've got Marvel Land is what they call it.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah. Because they don't really know about Marvel, because we created.
That's where they tested it. They tested the live action Marvel there first before they brought it to America to make sure. It was, like, running for at least a couple of months.
That's correct. Good shit, sir.
I live in this industry.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. But, yeah, so I want to take my daughter there because when I was there, I Skype my daughter every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would show her, like, I'd be Skyping her while I was driving or something, and I'd be like, look, so this is the Disney World out here. And she's like, there's a Disney World out there?
Aww.
Like, yeah, you know. And so I want to take her out there, and that's my number one goal, to be able to afford to take my daughter to Disney World in Australia. Yeah, it's one thing to take her to Disney World out here. It's great. It's all fun. Yeah, great. Well, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Let's do Disney World in another fucking country.
Right.
How many kids are going to be able to stay there?
None.
Like, have you been to Disney World? Yeah. Where'd you go? My dad took me to Australia. That's my number one goal right there. My music is something I wanted to all collaborate to give me the funds to take my child to Australia's Disney World.
Mm-hmm. That's an awesome goal. I'm kind of jealous of your daughter a little bit, but.
I'm jealous of my daughter, I'll tell you what.
Seriously, I swear, kids nowadays, they get so many things.
Everything just comes to them.
Yeah.
When I get, like, 16, I'm like, I'm getting dementia. Like, in my will, I want you to read the list of things that Daddy had to do.
True fucking story.
So, when I have dementia, I want to kill everybody all day.
Right.
I expect you to be there.
I have the machete. You can grab the machete. You can
walk
the door right there. I'm not crazy though, I promise. There is a machete sitting right there. I'm not crazy. Yeah. I want to admit it. My baby is my world, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going through some issues with her mother right now. But, you know, that this music is
going to
take care of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would ask you what it is that's going to keep you focused to reach your goals, but it sounds like a baby girl is obviously number one.
She's the reason why I even continue this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if I didn't have my daughter, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Killing drugs, kill people.
Most likely, actually. As a matter of fact, I don't know about killing people. Probably selling drugs and then probably in prison. You know, I probably would have killed people because of selling drugs. I digress. But
we don't have to actually think about what would be,
So yeah, you're right. But yeah, my baby is the number one reason I will do all of this, anything.
Yeah.
She's the reason why I get up and breathe in the morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the way it should be when you have that kind of love for somebody else and you want to give them so much. It's really a different push and a different drive to actually reach all your goals.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure parents hear this. They don't relate the same thing. But I never knew, because I didn't used to be the type of person to love. First of all, I didn't love kids. I didn't like kids at all before I had one.
That happens a lot. Mm-hmm.
But the love that I feel for my daughter, I didn't even know it was allowed to love someone so much. Like, I mean, I would die, like literally die, like for my child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never knew that was possible, to feel that love, that pure compassion and love for another human life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I used to be a horrible asshole. Like, I was a dick. You feel me?
His face. His face tells us everything.
I still have my dickish moments, you gotta have the thing. I'll explain that one in a minute, but. But I used to be a huge dick. Like, I just didn't give a fuck about anyone's life or anyone. Like, I don't care who you are, you kick my ass, and I'm doing something for you. You know what I mean? So, then I have a child, and it's a human being that you brought into this world that didn't have to be here, you know, and they need you to do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
They need you to raise them.
Everything.
Everything.
They need everything.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to have it kind of switched up on me like that, you know, like, and then I had to be responsible for his life. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. You know, my mom always told me when I was growing up, I didn't have to raise you. I could have just got rid of you. True. That's true. You know? That's every parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're a douchebag. You're a shit. You're a fucking idiot if you don't choose to take care of your children. But, you know, again, I digress. But the thing is, when I had that happen to me, like, when my child came to, first of all, I broke down. I'm sorry we're talking about my child right now, but I can't help it. But I broke down crying when she came out, because I watched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, okay?
It's crazy to watch. For
both of mine, it was
Shit
was amazing.
You feel me? Like, just to watch this life.
It was a shit.
You just made that life. Like, I just made a life. Like, I don't know if you hear, you feel the gravity of that statement. I just made a life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying I'm God, but I'm God-like. It's in the Bible.
It's the only time you understand that phrase.
You feel me?
Is when it comes from another father.
True story.
That's why the Father said it. Because he said, you are like my children. You are from my loins, so you are God-like as I am your God. And you don't understand that. And then you create something else.
You feel me?
You're like,
a life
of
your own.
This nigga's right. I hear that.
You feel me?
Like,
you know, a lot of people talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
But yeah, that feeling is just...
The power and responsibility,
you know,
that you'll never understand unless you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you don't understand it, it's because there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You won't be the person that people are going to relate to. Let's put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I wouldn't want to relate to somebody who has a child that doesn't want to take care of them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what does that say about his own personal life?
Yeah.
It says that he's not responsible. It says
mm-hmm.
that he can't be trusted. You know what I'm saying? It says that he's a dirtbag. Put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Anyone who can't, even if you just do a couple times a week or once a week or something like that. You know what I'm saying? At least try. Do something for your child. I have a home girl, I love her to death. You know, I've known her. She's my best friend. Her name is I don't know if I should say her name. She probably would.
I wanna hear that new J1 single, turn me up.
Now turn me up a notch, listen to J-Mo. He turning up this bitch, we turned it up some more. We throwing money, man, and watch it trickle to the flow. Be flashing lights is non-stop, all signs of go. She drop it down, wiggle it now, I'm watching it grow. It's raining so hard, I think it might start to snow. So walls is on fire, and the roof is a gold. The song is going down, I call it 10 toes.
I'm about to take it to a whole new level. Beat turns to mixing the bass with the treble. Catch me strutting with a shoulder lean. Fresh cut, nice whip, shorty swerves and mean. Yeah, I set it off when I floss the whip. I stout Bugatti bumping 15s in it, bitch. Yeah, get on your job when the beat come on and start a party when you hear my song. Catch me riding with a slow-mo creep. EQ set, waiting for that 808 beat. Kingwood high, trunk say bye. So make you trip while they wop, 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 wop. Drop it quick, work on the double. Let us take a shot, party rock. Work it, girl, you're trouble, yeah. I make you feel it in the worst of ways. So when you hear my song, get hooked into the DJ. Yeah. Can you watch you a little bit more? Me up just a little bit, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Turn me up in the radio, oh, drop me like it's the favorite song.
Turn me up in the radio, turn it up, got these lights up in my cup, got these girlies riding with me, cause we rocking all these clubs, we been sipping, pulling up, we don't really give a fuck, got the whole team yelling, turn down for what, got the cash in these bottles, and we rolling with these models, her hand is on my cannon, and soon she getting hollow, my stomach's got a fever, and I blame it on Moscato, sipping on that good, going past another bottle,
I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no doubts. Mikey and Jay, the swag is too loud. We turned up to the max, it's never going down. Select is kind of tired, yeah, cause we run this town. Enough about us tonight, we just here to play. I take a shot and buy a drink and send it her way. It's the dawn of night, party till light of day. I feel it in my bones, Jay, what you gotta say?
Turn me up just a little bit more.
Oh, 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 oh.
Turn me up just a little bit, oh,
oh.
Turn me up, 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 turn